From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Democratic Party nominee for U.S. President Hillary Clinton campaigned late Friday in the state of Pennsylvania. Jobs creation was the theme of her remarks.
I feel like I have a very good idea about how a president can help create jobs because over the 8 years my husband was president, we created 23 million new jobs.
Bill Clinton was president from 1993 to 2001. Republican Party nominee for president Donald Trump also campaigned Friday, talking about how he has fared against Hillary Clinton in voter surveys.
Really, we beat her by a lot. But honestly, the numbers were incredible, which tells you, isn't it good to have Trump running for the presidency?
Presidential election scheduled for November the 8th. U.S. military vehemently rejecting remarks by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that the U.S. military was siding with plotters of a failed military coup in Turkey. Erdogan criticized U.S. General Joseph Votel after the general voiced concern about the longer-term impact of the coup on U.S. relations with the Turkish military. U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State fighters in Syria has been concentrating attacks in the city of Manbij near Aleppo, but reports say militants continue to occupy the city's center. Meantime, the U.N. envoy for Syria is urging Russia to let the U.N. take charge of humanitarian corridors in and around Aleppo. Russia has proposed opening up 4 corridors. This is VOA News. International Committee of the Red Cross is warning more than 1 million people in Iraq could be forced to flee their homes as fighting intensifies there in different parts of the country. Lisa Schlein reporting now from ICRC headquarters in Geneva.
Aid agencies are bracing for a looming battle in Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. Over the past year, the government has been preparing to recapture Mosul from Islamic State militants. ICRC Regional Director for the Near and Middle East, Robert Mardini, says a big military operation in Mosul presents big challenges for humanitarian agencies.
Already today, 1/10 of the Iraqi population is displaced, and every day hundreds of families continue to be displaced and are in need of shelter, protection, and assistance.
The ICRC is launching a preliminary appeal for $17 million to start what will develop into a much larger operation. The money will be used to provide water, food, medical supplies, and other crucial aid for people caught up in the fighting. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
United Nations has extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan until August 12th, amid increasing reports of renewed violence in the country's southern states. Mission of 10,000 troops was unable to intervene in the battles in the capital Juba between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and others who backed the former first vice president Riek Machar because both are equipped with heavy weapons. Thousands of civilians have gathered at UN bases in search of a safe refuge during the battles. Unrest in South Sudan has killed tens of thousands of people, displaced more than 2 million since December of 2013. U.S. state of Florida has reported 4 cases of the Zika virus. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
While no mosquito traps have tested positive for the Zika virus, the Department of Health is aggressively testing people in the affected area to ensure there are no other cases of this virus.
Mosquitoes which carry Zika have been found in southern U.S. states, including Florida. Though the virus is relatively mild in most cases, many pregnant women who are infected with Zika give birth to babies with a congenital defect called microcephaly, which causes an abnormally small head. More than 1,600 cases have been reported in Brazil, where the outbreak began last year. With 1 week to go until the 2016 Summer Olympics, host city Rio de Janeiro rushing to finish its final preparations to receive the influx of hundreds of thousands of tourists and athletes holding their breath for the 3 weeks that follow. The city has been dealing with a lot of problems, including water issues with noxious sewage.
That's the latest world news from VOA.